Longstreet smiled. Then he was able to reach out and touch him. He just tapped him once lightly, one touch, on the shoulder, and pulled back his hand. Out in the camp, in the light of the fire, Pickett was winding down. He was telling the story about the time during a cannonade when there was only one tree to hide behind, and how the men kept forming behind the tree, a long, thin line which grew like a pigtail and swayed to one side or the other every time a ball came close. And as Pickett acted it out daintily, gracefully, it was very funny. Armstead said, "Wonder if these cherry trees will grow at home. You think they'll grow at home?" In a moment, Armstead said, "Let's go join the party, Pete. Why not? Before they drink up all the whiskey." "No thanks. You go on."
"Pete, tomorrow could be a long day."
"Work to do." But Longstreet felt himself yielding, softening, bending like a young tree in the wind. "Come on, Pete. One time. Do you good." Longstreet looked out at all the bright apple faces. He saw again in his mind the steady face of Lee. He thought, "I don't belong." But he wanted to join them. Not even to say anything, just to sit there and listen to the jokes up close, sit inside the warm ring, because off here at this distance, with the deafness, you never heard what they said. You were out of it. But if he joined, there would be a stiffness. He did not want to spoil their night. And yet suddenly, terribly, he wanted it again, the way it used to be. Arms linked together, all drunk and singing beautifully into the night, with visions of death from the afternoon and dreams of death in the coming dawn, the night filled with a monstrous and temporary glittering joy. Fat moments, thick seconds dropping like warm rain, jewel after jewel. "Pete?" Longstreet looked up. He let go the reins of command. He thought of the three Union Corps, one of them Hancock, dug in on the hill, and he let them all go. He did not want to lead anymore. He wanted to sit and drink and listen to stories. He said, "I guess one drink, if it's all right." Armstead took him by the arm with a broad grin, and it was genuine. He took Longstreet by the arm and pulled him toward the circle. "Hey, fellas," Armstead said, "look what I got. Make way for the old man." They all stood to greet him. He sat down and took a drink, and he did not think any more about the war.